So, did you know that a massive chunk of hotel guests will they'll actually skip ordering room service or even booking a massage simply because they don't want to pick up the phone and talk to a human?
Yeah, it's wild. It is the classic bottleneck in hospitality.
Right. I mean, the sheer friction of making a call is literally costing resorts thousands in lost revenue every single week.
You have these guests who are ready to spend, but the system to let them do it is just stuck in the past.
Exactly. So today, I want you to put yourself in the shoes of a hotel manager. You want to modernize, you want to boost your revenue, and stop your staff from running around chaotic lobbies.
Which is why we are diving into this dossier today.
Yes, and I am honestly so excited about this one. We are looking at a solution called Hotelogy. It's this incredible guest web app that's already quietly powering this kind of transformation in over 500 hotels across 25 countries.
It's massive.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because bridging the gap between a frustrating traditional hotel experience and a seamless digital one is notoriously difficult.
It really is. But to understand why this specific platform works so well for a manager, we have to look at the psychology of the guests first.
Right, because before a manager sees a dime of extra revenue, guests actually have to use the tech. And I have to push back immediately here because, as a guest, I flat out refuse to download a 300 megabyte single-use app just for a weekend stay.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it eats my data, it requires a new password. Why wouldn't I just walk down to the front desk at that point?
Well, because walking to the desk is friction, and app downloads are friction too. So what's fascinating here is how Hotelogy sidesteps that entire roadblock by using a web app.
Wait, so no downloads?
Zero downloads. You just scan a QR code in your room and you're instantly in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it even auto-detects your phone's language. Up to 11 different ones, actually, so the communication barrier just vanishes.
But wait, if it's just a web page on my browser, doesn't the hotel lose all that personalized power? Like, how does it actually know who I am or let me book things without manually typing in my reservation details every single time?
Ah, well, that is the clever part of the engineering. The platform integrates directly into the hotel's property management system, the PMS.
Okay.
So when you scan that specific QR code in your room, it acts as a secure bridge. The web app instantly talks to the legacy backend, verifying your room number and, pulling your specific data in real time. You get localized info without jumping through a single hoop.
Okay, so you've eliminated the download barrier, which means adoption skyrockets. How does getting people onto this platform actually make the manager smile when they look at the balance sheet?
It taps into the behavioral science of frictionless spending through their in-stay marketing module.
Right.
When guests feel invisible, meaning they don't have to explain their order to a human or feel judged for ordering a third piña colada, they simply buy more.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Instead of a sticky paper menu shoved in a desk drawer, it's like having a highly efficient, silent, 247 digital salesperson in every single room.
A salesperson that automatically updates when the kitchen runs out of a specific dish? And if we connect this to the bigger picture, you're giving the guest the power to design their vacation on demand. Whether it's ordering food or reserving a pool hammock, the option is always right there in their hand. When the friction of ordering drops to zero, organic cross-selling naturally increases.
I definitely see the revenue jump there, but here is my concern. If guests are suddenly ordering way more drinks and asking for extra towels because it's so incredibly easy, couldn't that completely overwhelm the hotel staff?
It would if they were still using walkie-talkies.
Right.
But this restructures the backend entirely. Take the pre-check-in feature. Guests handle the passport scans and paperwork on their phone before they even arrive, which physically eliminates those massive, exhausting lobby queues.
And what about when I'm actually there and I order that extra towel from the pool?
Think of it like a kitchen display system in a modern restaurant. When you order a towel, the request doesn't go to a middleman at the front desk.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it routes directly to housekeeping's mobile devices in real time.
Bypassing the whole game of telephone. That makes so much sense. The dossier also mentioned replacing those static daily entertainment boards with centralized digital signage that updates across the whole resort instantly. So, what does this all mean for the staff's day-to-day workload?
This raises an important question about resource allocation. By automating data entry and routing requests intelligently, staff just aren't bogged down by the mechanics of the hotel anymore.
Yeah, they can actually breathe.
Right. They save their energy for actual hospitality, interacting with you.
It really is a manager's dream to have a modular platform that drives higher revenue, through pure convenience while perfectly syncing up the staff.
It is a complete operational shift, driven entirely from the device the guests brought with them.
Which leaves you with this final thought to ponder. If you can flawlessly manage your entire vacation from check-in to ordering drinks to booking massages solely through your phone screen,
yeah.
How will the definition of true hospitality and the human touch evolve in the hyper-efficient hotels of the future?